Spoke last week how one of the core elements of our spiritual reaction to the way history is trending and unfolding currently is to try to discover and then maintain, sustain that sense of achdus, which we, in the broadest sense of the term, which we, the Jewish people, naturally feel in response to external threat and attack. So in that vein, perhaps we'll spend a few minutes exploring one dimension of the mitzvah of Avos Yisrael. Rambam defines Avos Yisrael, mitzvah kol odom le'ov is kol echad ve'echad mi'Yisrael kegufo. And clearly that definition reflects the pasuk of Ahavta le'recha kamocha in the Rambam's paraphrase, so that translates as kegufo. The halachic import of kegufo needs to be understood in multiple ways. For tonight, Be'ezus Hashem Bli Neder, we'll try to understand one aspect of it. The centrality of Avos Yisrael is, of course, underscored by the well-known Gemara Yuma that Bayis Sheni was Chorev because of Sinas Chinam, and when one juxtaposes that to the fact that Bayis Rishon was Chorev because of the Gimel Averos Chamuras, Avodah Zarah, Gil HaRayis, and Shfichas Domim, what emerges is Lamedcha Sheshkula Sinas Chinam Keneged Shalosh Averos. Avodah Zarah, Gil HaRayis, and Shfichas Domim. You know, sometimes, you know, you see a Lashon Shkula, so you have to wonder how literal is it, on what level is the equivalence that Chazal is speaking of. But here it's quite clear that they're speaking of a very real equivalence. They're saying the same way the Gimel Averos Chamuras resulted in Churban Bayis Rishon, so Sinas Chinam caused Churban Bayis Sheni. So it's clear just what that equivalence is and how Chazal intended their words to be understood. So Sinas Chinam, obviously the antithesis of Avos Yisrael, it underscores the centrality, the indispensability, the overarching importance of Avos Yisrael, but let's try to understand what the pshat in that is. When the Rambam describes the nisoyon of the Akedah, so the Rambam says the nisoyon of the Akedah went as great as it would be for a father who had the normal, healthy, emotional attachment to his son, to be asked to sacrifice his son. In Avraham Avinu's case, it went far beyond that. Tziva b'zeh ha'inyan asher lo yidme lo lo nesinas mamon v'lo nesinas nefesh. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu commanded is something that there's no, was sui generis. You can't compare anything to it. You can't compare a person being asked to surrender all his wealth. You can't even compare a person being asked to surrender his own life. אבל הוא מופלג מכל מה שאפשר שיובל במציאוס, ממה שלא ידעו מה שטבע בני אדם יתה אליו. If it hadn't happened, we would have thought that it's beyond the human capacity. והוא שיהיה איש עוקר, you have a childless man, בתכלס הכוסף לילד. With the strongest deepest, most profound desire for a son imaginable, skipping a few words, ubocher, and what this man wants more than anything, his whole existence is for the purpose of ubocher sheyisha'er mizar'o uma. Avraham Avinu wanted to be the progenitor of a nation. He didn't want to simply disseminate belief in Hashem Echad, but he wanted that belief to be bequeathed to a nation. Bocher sheyisha'er mizar'o uma. And interestingly, when the Rambam in Hilchos Avodah Zarah describes how Avraham Avinu discovers HaKadosh Baruch Hu and then seeks to teach the world, and then he transmits the Yitzchak and Yitzchak to Yaakov. So the Rambam describes as follows. That Yaakov Avinu, Tziva is Banav, V'hoya hadava holech u'mizgabe b'nei Yaakov u'benilvim aleihem, the momentum of the belief in Hashem Echad became increasingly stronger and stronger. V'naseis ba'olam u'ma shehi odaseis Hashem. Meaning the dream of Avraham Avinu, the vision of Avraham Avinu materialized. Whatever the pshat is, maybe the pshat is that Avraham Avinu understood that for Emunah Bashem to endure, it wouldn't endure if it was only the credo of Yechidim, no matter how many Yechidim there were. It would only endure as the Emunah, as the lifeblood of a nation. Either way, it's clear from the Pesukim in Chumash that Avraham Avinu, in that desire, sheyisha'er mizar'o uma, the vision that was, that with B'nai Yaakov materialized, of Naseis ba'olam uma sheyadasis Hashem, it's clear that Avraham Avinu was mechavein l'das ha'malkom. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, v'lakachti eschem li la'om v'yisi lachem le'elokim. And then, in Parshas Yisrael, if we'll accept the Torah, v'atem tiyilu mamlechus konim v'goy kodosh. In both contexts, HaKadosh Baruch Hu emphasizes that his bris, his relationship, is not with a myriad of yechidim, it's not with 600,000 yechidim, it's with a nation. In Kol Dodi Dofek, the Rav quotes and explains the etymology of both the terms Am as well as Goy. Again, quoting from Kadmonim, says Am is Lashon Im, with. That it denotes when you have those who are together. It's a Lashon of Yachtov, of Achtos. That's how it's the same word, the same Shorish as Im. And Goy is Milashon Gevia. Gevia means a body. Again, it's one entity. Mitzvah kol odom nevos kol echad v'echad miyisrael kegufo. It's the kegufo is not only a shear in the mitzvah. It's the essence of the mitzvah is that sense of being one goy, being one gevir. the famous Yerushalmi in Nedarim commenting on the lav of Lasika. Yerushalmi says if a person is cutting something and the knife slips and he accidentally cuts his other hand, so he doesn't turn around and then avenge what happened by cutting the hand which had been holding the knife. And it's interesting that it's right after that. And right after that, this is where it appears in the Yerushalmi. It's also in the Medrash. But the way it appears here is right after that, the Yerushalmi continues and says, "Vahavta l'reacha kamocha." Rabbi Akiva Omer Zeu Kol Gadol BaTorah. That's the pshat in Rabbi Akiva Zeu Kol Gadol BaTorah. Kegufo means because on one level there is supposed to be an awareness, a feeling, an identification of being keguf echad, goy, lashon gevia. At Heichan Hadvarim Magiyim, B'nei Noach relate HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They can, and if they properly exercise their Bechira, do relate HaKadosh Baruch Hu as Yechidim. A Jew is not given that option. A Jew does not have the option of relating to HaKadosh Baruch Hu solely as a Yachid. A Jew has to relate to HaKadosh Baruch Hu as part of Goy Echad, as part of Am Yisrael. Within that, yes, of course, every individual, every Jew has his individuality and personal relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but only in the context of being part of Goy Echad Ba'aretz. Tana Rabbanan, Geshe Bol Dizgaya Bizman Hazeh. So what's the first question that we should pose to the Ger? You believe. You believe in the Rosh Hashanah. You believe in Torah and HaShemayim. Do you realize what's involved in the commitment you're about to make? So ultimately, Chazal do say that those questions are posed to the Ger, but that's not the first. Om lo mara isa shabasa lehizgaya. Iata yoder she Yisrael bizman hazed devuyim dechufim sechufim mutuafim v'yisurin barn aleihem. Don't you see what the plight of the Jewish people is? And if you're coming, and clearly what's between the lines is, and if you're coming to be Mizgaya, you're not coming simply to elevate from 7 to 613. First and foremost, you're coming to join the Jewish people. So the first question is, do you want to cast your lot with the Jewish people? Iyata yodeh sheYisrael bezman hazeh devuyim dechufim schufim meturafim v'yisurin barim aleihem im ome yodeh ani ve'eni kedai. So then mekablam also, and then you begin, you tell them about mitzvahs. Then Modian also, only then Modian also. The mission parak chelak, koisal yeshlam chelak olam haba. Shenema v'amech kulam tzadikim la'olam yirshu oretz. Ve'elu she'en lehem chelak olam haba. Ha'omein t'chias ha'mesim min ha'torah, ואין תורם מן השמיים והפיקורס. So the Mishnah in the Reisha makes this sweeping, all-inclusive statement, Koiso Yesam Chelek Lom Haba, and then before the ink is dry, so seemingly the Mishnah is backtracking. Well, it's not exactly that way. Not exactly Koiso Yesam Chelek Lom Haba, because Eilu She'elam Chelek Lom Haba. But that's obviously not the pshat. So it's clear that this is what prompts the Rambam to write after, in the Perush of Mishnayos, after listing the Yud Gimel Ikarim, the Rambam writes, Kashi yiyu kayomim la'olam kol ha-yesodos halalu ve'emunoso bohem amitis harehu nichnas b'chal Yisrael. V'chashe yifakpek odem b'yesod me'elu ha-yesodos hareze yotzem anaklal. So what emerges is that the Mishnah, according to the Rambam, is telling us two things. A, it's telling us, which is its real focus in the context of Masechah Sanhedrin, Eilu sheyesh lehem chelek olam haba, and Rachmana Litzlan, Eilu sheyesh lehem chelek olam haba. But agav that, the Mishnah also tells us that on a certain level, there are some averus that cause a person to be yotzei min haklal and to lose his status as Yisrael on a certain level. So is that just a milsa agav ocha kamashvalam? Again, the primary focus is who's yesh lechel golem haba, who achman l'tzanet ein lechel golem haba. But the way the Mishnah says it, simultaneously, we're also taught a chiddush that those who lose their chelik and olam haba, they also lost their shem Yisrael, and all the mitzvahs ben adam lachaveru don't apply. So clearly, the pshat is, again, as we said, a Jew doesn't have the option of being oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu as a yachid without first being a part, identifying with, actively being a part of the klal. And he has no entryway to Olam Haba either, unless he's part of Yisrael. Kol Yisrael yesh lehem chelek Olam Haba means the pshat is only b'taras Yisrael. There's no other entry point. Yes, the Mishnah is interested in telling us who is yesh lechelek olam haba, who isn't, and it's only someone who's part of the klal she yesh lechelek olam haba. That's what the Rambam writes in Perek Gimel Hilchos Tshuva. Ha'porish midarkei tzibur. Ve'af al pi shel other averos ela nivdal me'adas Yisrael. Ve'eino ose mitzvos b'chlolon, v'lo nichnas b'tzarasan, v'lo mis'ane b'tanisan. So he's medaktek b'kala k'v'chamura, the Rambam says. But as an individual, he doesn't identify, he doesn't integrate. Eino ose mitzvos b'chlolon, v'lo nichnas b'tzarasan. The tzora of other Jews is not his tzora. And when they declare atonis, v'lo misana b'tanisan. Ela holech b'darko ke'echad migoye ha'oret u'ki'ilu eino mehem, as though he didn't belong to the Jewish people, so ein l'chelek l'olam haba. L'lamedcha sheshkula senas chinam Kenegi the Gimel Averos, that for Sinas Chinam, the Beis HaMikdash was Charev, is because Sinas Chinam, Rachmana Litzlan, unravels and destroys our relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Our relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, again, everyone has their individual relationship, reflecting the fact that everyone's an individual. But it has to be an individual within the context of the klal. It's an individual, a prat, within the context of the klal. An individual within Knesset Yisrael. Not an individual who stands alone and apart. An individual within the klal. He identifies with, he integrates within. To be a mamin, an Oved Hashem for a Jew, means to have a sense of brotherhood with other Jews, a sense of achrayas. Care, concern. Melamed shekol Yisrael arevim zeh bo zeh. The Rambam says about mitzvot tzedakah, chayovim ono lihizor b'mitzvot tzedakah, yeser mikol mitzvot aseh. Shehatzedakah siman letzadik zera avraham avinu, ve'ein kisa Yisrael miskonein, V'das ha'emes omedes ele v'tzedakah. The throne of Yisrael can only be established, can only stand through tzedakah. V'ein Yisrael nig'olen ele v'tzedakah. In Halacha Beis he continues, V'chol Yisrael v'hanilva aleim ke'achem heim. V'im lo yirachim ha'och al ha'och, mi yirachim alav. So here the immediate context and application is mitzvah tzedakah, but clearly that mindset and sense of self that we're supposed to have is one that's not limited to the context of mitzvah tzedakah. And that's what it means, lav's kol echad ve'echad kigufo, because v'atem tiyulam mleches kronim v'goy kadosh moshem gevir. And it's only in that context that HaKadosh Baruch Hu invites us, allows us to be Oved Hashem. Stop for tonight.